This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with The Real Side. On The Real Side, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. It seems like it's transgender night or something. I'm just saying, it seems like it's the only stories we're doing. But there's enough of them. This seems to be that one for the evening. Anyway, like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do want you to go up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. And all the things you've been taught to hate, but you really don't need to. You don't need to hate. You don't need to fear it. You just need to learn. It's the same thing you keep telling us when it comes to, you know, gay and lesbian lifestyles and transgender lifestyles and, you know, everybody using everybody's bathroom. You all say that we're ignorant, we don't understand, and we need to be informed. Well, how about you get informed, truly informed, about Bible-thumping white guys instead of just spewing the party line? Anyway, becoming transgender convinces student to accuse the former lover of sexual assault. Now, I don't even know how that happens. I had to read that title a couple times going, okay, how does that fit? How does that work in all this? So when Nathan and Melanie hooked up on Memorial Day weekend in 2014, neither could have imagined that they would still be talking about their sexual encounter 2 years later. Or that Melanie now would identify as a man. The transgender transition, more than a year after their sexual relationship had ended, led Melanie to tell Michigan State University that Nathan had groped her without consent after their consensual sex. I'm trying to figure this one out. Right? You know, and the sad part is sometimes you have to sit here and try to visualize how would that happen? How would that be? So Nathan plans to sue the university in federal court for violations of due process in its adjudication of their dispute. That's according to his lawyer. Her client is a very strong feminist coming from a progressive family, Deborah Gordon said. That's the attorney. The ongoing dispute. The ongoing dispute over the one-time non-consensual touching was told in exhaustive detail last month in a magazine published by the Center for Michigan, a state think tank. For all the disagreement about the nature of their final encounter, both students have largely the same account of the events. Now, apparently, after having sex, touching someone's breast is an assault. Everything else was fine. According to The Bridge, which is the magazine, the two met in October 2013 in a male feminist group dedicated to raising consciousness for men supportive of feminism. It's not explained why Melanie, who still identified as female, was at a male group. They started dating soon after Melanie initiated sex with the virgin Nathan. I would imagine after that he wasn't a virgin anymore. though she was frustrated by Nathan's refusal to call her his girlfriend. The relationship remained sexually active through the summer. Everything went downhill on the night of their final sexual encounter over Memorial Day weekend, which started with Melanie sharing a nude photo and describing her frisky mood to Nathan. They tried to have sex in a parked car when a bystander started knocking on the window. Melanie felt embarrassed and upset. She told Nathan the incident brought up a previously abusive relationship and that she didn't want to have sex again that night. After they met for dinner the same night, Nathan reached beneath her shirt and her bra and briefly touched her breast. Melanie quickly rejected his advances, and Nathan complied. I don't know. Sounds like stupid teenager stuff to me. It was the last time they would talk to each other, and that single unwanted touch would form the basis of Melanie's complaint to Michigan State 16 months later. She texted Nathan the next day, scolding him for having groped me after I told you I didn't want to do anything more, echoing a declaration she made to her poetry class right before she started transitioning. Melanie insisted to Bridge Magazine that Nathan did sexually assault me just in that one moment. The publication report was based on an in-person interview with Melanie and interviews with Nathan's mother and his lawyer, Gordon, as well as university documents. Now, about a year later, Melanie changed her name, began taking hormones, and started identifying as a man. She told her gender transition was one of the driving elements for why I reported the incident to the school, because I felt uncomfortable using the men's restrooms in my residential college for fear that I would encounter him. Let me see. You were female, but now turning to male, and the only reason you turned him in was because you were afraid you might see him in the bathroom. I'm just trying to figure this out. It's what? No. It apparently had nothing to do with the assault until she realized that they might encounter each other again in the bathroom. This gets more ludicrous as time goes on. The university debuted a revised sexual harassment policy with more specific definitions of sexual consent and misconduct in January 2015 after the breast-touching incident. See, the thing that makes this weird is that she didn't decide that this was a problem until after she decided to become a male and that she might run into him in the man's bathroom. Yeah, no confusion going on there, huh? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Be back right after the break.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
Back. Think I can get in trouble for that?
She's a brick house?
I mean, seriously, I don't know. It's definitely not politically correct anymore. I mean, half the music from the 70s should be gone, right? They should shred it, rip it up. You know, if all this other stuff is bad, like the Confederate flag and you know, all these statues they're pulling down of some of the Confederate war heroes and that kind of stuff. If it's all that bad, you got to get rid of it. Shouldn't we have to like burn all the 70s music? Get that? No, anybody with me in this? Because there's some guys I know I can get on my side on this one. That's like one of those times you want to just put totally behind you, never want to remember again. Anyway, again, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. I love these stories, what I'm going to do for you next. And the reason I do is that they're so ridiculously crazy. And this is what I've been telling people about. You know, it's going to come to this country. Eventually, we're going to see these same stupid arguments in this country. A Christian law school that limits sex to marriage is going to be judged in Canada's highest court. Now, remember, before you go say, well, that'll never happen here, I want you to think about what's happened here over the last 8 years. When you have a president, stay with me, ex-president Obama, when you have a president that doesn't give a darn about the Constitution unless he can use it to his advantage, that feels like the law doesn't apply to him, that's a problem. That's a big problem. Now, according to the Canadian Lawyer magazine, Trinity Western University proposed law school was giving preliminary approval to open more than 3 years ago. However, then the overwhelmingly secular nation's lawyers noticed that the Christian University required students to abstain from sex outside of traditional marriage. So let me see, they're religious people. It's a religious organization. It's a religious college. And requiring them to live according to Christian scripture is somehow not right. This is what I mean. We really have lost our minds as a society. We should hear the flushing sound every time we tell one of these stories. Now, the entire matter could end up in the Supreme Court of Canada, which agreed to hear the two appeals from the Ontario and British Columbia that pit religious freedom against equality of rights. Trinity Western's Community Covenant, or Code of Conduct, requires students to abstain, among other things, from obscene language, harassment, lying, stealing, pornography, drunkenness, and sexual intimacy that violates the sacredness of marriage between a man and a woman. Now, the funny thing about this, well, they don't want anything else. They're okay. Let me see. They're okay with you banning obscene language or harassment or lying or stealing or pornography or drunkenness. But when you get to sexual intimacy, that seems to be a problem for them. Critics say that this is the beauty. This is the part that just makes you crazy. Critics say it discriminates against people in the LGBTQ community because apparently they're the only ones having sex before marriage. Come on. How many hits off the crack pipe do you have to take before this starts to fall in line to make sense to you? But the university, which is located in the Fraser Valley community of Langley, British Columbia, and enrolls about 4,000 students annually, it says its law school will allow evangelical Christians to study law in an environment that supports their belief systems. Last fall, Trinity Western won big in British Columbia's highest court, which declared that revoking its initial accreditation would prevent these evangelical Christians the ability to exercise fundamental religious and associative rights. It's guaranteed under Canada's charter. Now, think about that. So they do have some principles they're willing to live by, or they do have some laws that'll help these young people live by the Christian principles. But this is going to be, you think Trump has got a fight going on. They're not going to give up easy. These loons on the left aren't going to give up. What are you willing to do about this? You know, we've had this conversation before. I'm kind of tired of it. Seriously, when are you going to realize they're not going to give up easily? They're not interested in you having your freedom of religion. They're not interested in you having freedom of choice. They're not interested in your liberties. They are interested in what the left says is right for you to do, not do, what you're allowed to say or not say. The law school lost in Ontario, though. Well, Nova Scotia's Law Society gave up its anti-accreditation efforts after it lost an appeal. The earliest Trinity Western could now open is fall of 2018, according to the local paper. Now, according to the Canadian lawyer, the dispute pit British Columbia's top civil liberties organizations against its national counterpart. The former head of the Council of Canadian Law Deans, which objected to the planned covenant back in 2012, still contend that they had no problem with it being faith-based. The concern was about discrimination against LGBT students who are not barred from attending. So let me see. Isn't that funny? So the Christian school is saying, look, you can come to the school, even though your lifestyle is against our scripture, you can come to our school, but you have to adhere to our laws. And they said, great, thanks for letting us in, but, you know, pound on sand. We don't want to adhere to your laws. We don't want to adhere to your rules. The deans decided to attack the law school's faith at its core, says the executive director, Earl Phillips. This is not a code where we can parse these words and find a way around it, says Phillips. He was part of the advisory council at Trinity Western before he was appointed to the law school's executive director. This is built more along the line of a biblical covenant. We believe that you cannot separate statements of belief with how you live your life. This is based on your call as a Christian, says Phillips. He also stresses that the covenant requires individuals to be respectful of others. We are to live, as a Christian, I'm to live peaceably with all men where I can. Right? I mean, unless you're like this, in this case here, this isn't a peaceful way you can live. You have to push back. You have to make noise. You cannot let them trample on your rights. We've allowed this to happen way too long. Now, I know some of you love when I go off on this. All right? Some of you go nuts when I talk about this. But we have to push. As Christians, you have to stop letting them take your rights away. And you let that happen little by little because it's no big deal. I can still pray at home. I can still do this. No, you can't. You understand over the years, the decades that you have allowed your kids, your little children to kind of figure it on their own. And you're going to have to wait till the other side of the break to find out what I was going to say. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro 1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
I'll tell you what, I'm not suggesting you take drugs, but the way the craziness is happening, kind of like the only thing that might make sense. I mean, if you can get that high, then maybe it'll all make sense to you, because I can't get it to make sense to me no matter how I write it out. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks so much for being with me tonight. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get back at it. I always have fun with this. But, look, some of you who have kids, and you'll know what I'm saying here. You won't agree with me, but you know what I'm saying. We spent years, we wanted our children to find their own God, their own religion, find their own way. I mean, some of you parents out there, I don't understand this. From the time your kid could say no, which is fairly early on, you decided that you were going to let them find their own way, find their own selves, be their own person. And I always say I'm joking when I say it this way. So do you let your child figure out that when they cross the street without looking, they get hit by a car and they realize, okay, maybe I shouldn't do that? Is that how you do that? Maybe you say no. Do you teach them to look both ways? Do you walk with them until they figure it out on their own? Or till they figure it out once you've guided them a little bit. So I love these people. Now we've got millennials all over the place that don't believe in quote-unquote organized religion. I've been listening to that line since I was a kid. But what is organized religion? I'm not here to break up anybody's theology. But didn't Jesus talk about not forsaking the gathering together? Did he talk about bringing your tithes to the temple? Well, the temple, I don't know, you know, again, I'm not the smartest guy in the room, I don't have a college degree, but the temple would be a building, it'd be some place where people meet to talk about God's word and to get together, and that would be organized, right? I'm just guessing here. So, that's what do we call that in the 70s? Call it a cop-out. No, you just don't want to get up on Sunday morning. Even though they have services all week long, they have ways for you to understand to read, to study the Bible, to understand God's word and what he wants in your life. You know what I'm saying? So you spent years allowing your children to find themselves. So now they have found themselves. They have found themselves with tattoos all over themselves. They have found themselves with holes in their ears that you could put a lug from an 18-wheeler through. They got stuff hanging out their nose and from their nose that they could, I don't know, attach to their belt buckle, for God's sakes. And look, if all that turns you on and that's what you want to do, fine. But I really want you to think. I want you to think about why the kids do that. The young people do that. What are they looking for? You know, what are you allowing them to do? Why can you not say no to your children? And take it back to religion. Take it back to God. Do you really think that was God's idea? Was for you? See, when the Bible says train up your children, train up your child, that didn't mean, or he would have said it, don't direct your child. Don't tell them about me. Let them work it out on their own. Don't you think? I mean, God's not confused. The Bible says God's not the author of confusion. So if he says one thing and you do another, how does that work? And then I love it when somebody pushes back at me and says, well, the Bible is written by men. Really? If you're a Christian and you believe that the Bible was written by men, you're a little off. Now, if you're talking about the physical, sitting down with ink, because I don't think I can read anywhere or seen anywhere where God actually materialized, sat down, and started writing stuff on paper. I don't think God owns a print shop directly. So if you mean that, if you take that to mean that men actually sat down and put, you know, pen to paper, okay, yeah, you're right. I don't know of any women that sat down and did that, but there might have been. I don't know. There was no prohibition. There's no prohibition against a woman sitting down and, you know, copying the Bible or whatever, or writing in the Bible, But it was inspired. It was given by God to these men to write it down. And there's been no more inspiration to write another book. That's it. We're done. And that's the word of God you're supposed to be teaching your children. That's what you're supposed to be. If you're a Christian and you don't even know where your Bible is, you got a problem. You can't be a Christian because grandma was a Christian. You can't be a Christian because your family's always gone to the same church for the last 200 years they've been in America or in the United States. Or in the United States of Mexico, you know, if you want to go with what Jorge said. You're a Christian simply because you've accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior. That's what makes you a Christian. And then at that point, you need more information. And no, do not send me an email that says, Joe, that is your interpretation. It's not an interpretation. You can't be a Muslim. You cannot be a Jew and go to a Christian church every Sunday. It doesn't fit. It doesn't work. Right? So it's. I sat and talked with a fellow that said he was a Christian, but he didn't believe any of the stories in the Bible. I said, wow. How do you make that leap? Because the only place that Christ is talked about, the only place that Christ is actually taught about is in the Bible. So if you accept Christ from the Bible, I said to him, well, if nothing in the Bible is true, it's just like fantasy and fairy tale, why would you follow this Christ? He's just a fairy tale. And it was a long pause. And he was done talking about it at that point. It doesn't take much to entrap a liberal, I'm telling you. So for those of you who felt all these years that you were allowing your children to find themselves that they eventually would, and you're a Christian, that was against the Bible. It was 180 degrees from what the Bible tells us to do for our kids, to our kids. And that's why we have a bunch of millennials and the generation just before theirs that reject God, reject his teachings, are into whatever feels good. And the ones that do believe in God, this is kind of funny to me. Now, they had to get this from their parents. Why would God not want me to be happy? I don't find any place in the Bible where it says you should be happy. God will help you be happy. Happy is a momentary thing, right? I mean, I'm eating my hot fudge sundae. I'm very happy. I have a big smile on my face. Until I step on the scale later, then I'm very miserable and very unhappy. It's a momentary thing. That's why when the Bible talks about like happiness kind of things, it always refers to it as the joy of the Lord, not the happiness of the Lord, right? The momentary smile of the Lord. It's the joy of the Lord, because joy is long-lasting, it's deep. A whole different animal. And I know I'm going to insult some of you, but I always say, I could always tell a woman who truly loves Christ because there's a look on her face. Right? There's a joy about her. There's a look on her face. Carries herself totally different than most women. That's my humble opinion. Deal with it or don't. I don't care. So anyhow, so you've raised up these young kids, and you've taught them that they need to be happy. They need to be doing things that make them happy. I mean, really, how many of you parents, don't raise your hand because I don't want to see, how many of you parents out there have done so many things with your children because you don't want them, you know, you don't want them to be miserable. So you don't call them on the carpet. You don't call them on the carpet for the things that they do that just aren't right. They aren't the right thing. They're unhappy because of something that's happened in their life, and you jump in and try to make it better. How many of you have let them work that out? Right? I mean, seriously, think about it. So from a religious point of view, from a God point of view, if you're just starting to have kids and you're a Christian, you need to learn the word no. You need to learn the word that you can't do that. Here's what God wants you to do. Here's what the Bible says about what you're supposed to do with and to your life. How you're supposed to raise your children. You bring them to church. You teach them about God. And you teach them about the love of God through what you do with them. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, the principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Call me Cuban Pete, I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick chicky boom, chick chicky boom. Yes, sir, I'm Cuban Pete.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. So happy that you would join me this evening. Now, you should be part of the conversation. Whether it's with me or whoever. I mean, I appreciate you listening to my show. Don't get me wrong. But you should be part of the conversation, right? Whether it's in the chat room on Facebook, there's a live feed with a, it's a live feed, video, and you can talk to each other there. We also have a live feed on that chat room. And you can find our chat room at therealside.com. You can also watch live, listen live, take the poll. A lot going on up there as well. And I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with me conversing and being part of the conversation. So it wasn't a story in particular I was talking about before. I think in dealing with millennials and doing a lot of millennial stories over the last year, I just thought it was extremely interesting on how millennials don't. But what did we do to them? What did you guys do to them? What did we do to them? Right, they don't get married as young. right? They wait till later on in life. The male millennials wait till later on to get driver's licenses. They wait later to get married, although they don't wait later to move in together. And what was it in the old days? It's important to try the shoe out before you buy it or something? I don't even know. Close enough. That's right. See, there you go. Because you don't know if it's going to work. I mean, 30 years into it, there's still a possibility that it might not work, right? I mean, seriously, I know people that have been living together for quite some time. And you really see, what is it? Well, it's just a piece of paper. Oh, so then what are you afraid of? If it's just a piece of paper, what are you afraid of? I mean, seriously, they said, I love it. I love when one guy in particular I love to talk to about this. And I always say the same thing. It's just, when he says, well, it's just a piece of paper. I go, okay. So what you're telling me is what, just a piece of paper comes between you and your loved one? That makes it easier if you're in the hospital and something goes wrong to say, we're married, we're together? Do you realize that under certain law, in certain states, under the law of you living together gives them absolutely no rights to help save your butt should you end up in the hospital? Seriously. You don't automatically get the rights by telling the doctor, well, we've been together 28 years. I have four of his kids. But we're not married. Think about it. Some of you women, do you really want to go get his mother to make decisions? Is that really the position you want to be in? Why that piece of paper? What scares you? I would love somebody to write in and tell me, what scares you so much about that piece of paper? Coward. That'll get me some emails, I'm sure. By the way, I met Todd Starnes this weekend. Some of you, did you ever put the picture up on Facebook? Oh, yes. Oh, you're excited, huh? I met Todd Starnes and we've tweeted and that kind of stuff, but I finally met him, and he's definitely the real deal. I love the way he writes. I love the way he lays things down, and he's got a copy of my book. He said if it's worth anything, he'll give me a shout out. We'll see if that really happens. God, hopefully he's drunk when he reads it. I'm just kidding. I don't even know if he drinks. How do you know he drinks iced tea? How do you know this much about this man?
I read his stuff.
Wow. Probably more than my stuff. Only stuff, my stuff, you have to read, though, some of it. Anyway, so the freedom from religion fools are at it again. That's right. Apparently they're not big fans of gopher wood. The group of perpetually offended atheists, agnostics, and free thinkers, they pitched another fit the other day over a Virginia Recreation Center, their visit to the Ark Encounter and Creation Museum. I've never understood why folklore scares the crud out of these people so much. Because to them, it's folklore. It's a joke. There is no God. There was no Ark. There was no flood. Although scientists think different, but that's beside the point. And they always have, just drives them nuts. Now, the Christianburg Recreation Center had planned a 2-day outing for senior citizens, and it sounded like it'd be one heck of a fun road trip, you know? But the out-of-town atheists pitched a fit. They said the trip consisted of a public endorsement of Christianity. It was therefore against the law. Advertising and organizing a trip to a Christian ministry constitutes government endorsement of religion, alienates those Christianburg residents who are not Christian. We're not religious. The Ark Encounter is a ministry run by Ken Ham, described by atheists as a man behind the notorious Creation Museum. The notorious, ooh. Really funny to me how you can't prove anything about evolution. I mean, really, seriously. Nothing serious. There's no transitional fossils, so they can hold up a fish and then hold up a picture of a wolf and say, hey, kids, this turned into this. Got nothing in the middle. But just imagine, if you would, that this fish grew feet and then came up on land, right? Got out of its natural habitat of getting air out of the water, so to speak, and then grew into this. And it grew legs. And it dropped a tail. Instead of scales, it got hair. I mean, do you see where I'm going with this is like a Dr. Seuss book. Which is why they still call it the theory of evolution. Can't teach the theory of creationism. And then the one that gets them, their eye starts to twitch, if you're watching the camera, you know, they get that, they start to twitch. And you go, okay, but you have no transitional fossils, not a one. Right? Now, even the ones that they claim they have, they can't substantiate them. And they'll tell you that. You know, we only found this one, and it looks like it goes together like this, but we're not quite sure. You see what I mean? I mean, everything is a whatever. And these same yo-hos are the ones that tell us we're crazy for believing in creationism. These same guys that believe that two atoms from something that didn't exist all of a sudden popped up to something that existed, they somehow found each other in this vast, big universe. And they somehow collided, and that collision created such a big power punch that moved forward and created everything that we have today, the universes, the planets, the galaxies, everything, all by chance. Come on, I want you to think about that. All of this is by chance. As things rolled out, somehow one thing became a star, another thing became a planet, another thing became a moon. And somehow they just started rotating in exactly the right spot around the sun to fit perfectly where they needed to fit. And the Earth started rotating just at exactly the right spot where a piece of sludge or something that was in a pond scum that grew. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. No, seriously, think about this. No species, none, not a one, can interbreed with another species and produce. So where does evolution fit in all of that? How do they explain that one away? And then what they're saying is the human body, the way it is today, just the way it is today, as inferior as it is a series of accidents that got us here. It's an accident that your heart's exactly in the right place for your body. Right? It's an accident at how many beats it has. It's an accident as how much blood you have in your body. It's an accident on how your body rejuvenates certain parts of your body. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just think about this. We're all one big, you and I are one big accident. That just happens to be able to walk upright, have a job, make some money, drive a car. That's one heck of an accident, let me tell you what. Anyway, back to this. This message is insulting and degrading to residents who choose not to participate in religious activities. You know, even people that are atheists would love to see something like this. I know people that would love to see this, and they're not definitely religious people, if you would. Right? First, if you're a local atheist resident and Noah's Ark makes you seasick, just don't go on the trip. It's not mandatory. And then secondly, he's right. I mean, if you're an atheist, you're living in a place called Christianburg. What are you? Are you perpetually? I don't understand. You must be taking drugs to calm you down. If you can't stand anything, can you imagine being on the phone with your other atheist friend going, yeah, I live at 17 Main Street, Christiansburg. You know, I mean, can you see that? They're out of their minds. So the Freedom for Religion freaks said that their decision had, So the town leaders decided to cancel the trip, but the cowards said that their decision had nothing to do with the Freedom for Religion Foundation, except that they were going ahead with it. They weren't talking about canceling it till they got the letter from the Freedom for Religion freaks, which is really weird because there are so many Christian attorneys out there, organizations that would take this on and slam these guys in a heartbeat. And I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. We'll be back tomorrow. We're here every day. Hopefully you will be too. Have a great and wonderful rest of the day. God bless. We'll be back tomorrow.